DeepEnglish.com. Unusual Inheritances, Active Speaking Part B. There have been even stranger cases of people who gave away their fortunes at random. Have there been even stranger cases of people who gave away their fortunes at random? Yes, there have been even stranger cases of people who gave away their fortunes at random. Archibald MacArthur didn't have two pennies to rub together as a young man in the mid-19th century. Who didn't have two pennies to rub together? Archibald MacArthur didn't have two pennies to rub together. When was he a young man? He was a young man in the mid-19th century. Later in life, he became a successful lawyer in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. What did he do later in life? Later in life, he became a successful lawyer in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. He was known as a snappy dresser until he took a mysterious vow of poverty. What was he known as? He was known as a snappy dresser. What kind of vow did he take? He took a mysterious vow of poverty. He threw away his fancy suits and top hats and gave away all of his possessions. What did he throw away? He threw away his fancy suits and top hats. What did he give away? He gave away all of his possessions. He became a hermit who hung out in the local cemetery. Who became a hermit? Archibald MacArthur became a hermit. Where did he hang out? He hung out in a local cemetery. In later years, he moved to Florida, where he eventually kicked the bucket. Where did he move in later years? In later years, he moved to Florida. What did he eventually do in Florida? He eventually kicked the bucket in Florida. In his will, he left $5 to each of his relatives and $3 million to a stranger he met on a park bench. How much did he leave to each of his relatives? He left $5 to each of his relatives. Who did he leave $3 million to? He left $3 million to a stranger. Perhaps MacArthur's stranger on a park bench made a favorable impression on him, or maybe he did it on a whim. Did he do it on a whim? Yes, maybe he did it on a whim. Did MacArthur's stranger on a park bench make a favorable impression on him? Yes, perhaps MacArthur's stranger on a park bench made a favorable impression on him. In the case of Luis Carlos de Noronha Cabral de Camara, a Portuguese aristocrat, it certainly was a whim. Was Luis Carlos a British aristocrat? No, Luis Carlos was not a British aristocrat. Luis Carlos was a Portuguese aristocrat. He had no children or relatives and didn't want the government to get his money, his houses, or his luxury cars. What didn't he have? He had no children or relatives. What didn't he want the government to get? He didn't want the government to get his money, his houses, or his luxury cars. 13 years before his death, he went to a notary and asked for a phone book. What did he ask for? He asked for a phone book. Who did he ask for a phone book from? He asked a notary for a phone book. How many years before his death did he ask a notary for a phone book? He asked a notary for a phone book 13 years before his death. He then randomly chose 70 names out of the book and put them in his will. What did he randomly choose out of the book? He randomly chose 70 names out of the book. What did he do with those 70 names? He put those 70 names in his will. When he bought the farm in 2007, the 70 lucky beneficiaries learned for the first time of their windfall. When did he buy the farm? He bought the farm in 2007. What did the 70 lucky beneficiaries learn about for the first time? The 70 lucky beneficiaries learned for the first time of their windfall. Many thought it was a scam or a joke. What did many think? Many thought it was a scam or a joke. Luis Carlos's friend described him as having a sense of humor. How did Luis Carlos's friend describe him? Luis Carlos's friend described him as having a sense of humor. She said, "I am sure he just wanted to create confusion by leaving his belongings to strangers. That amused him." Did he want to leave confusion by stealing belongings from strangers? No, he didn't want to leave confusion by stealing belongings from strangers. He wanted to leave confusion by leaving his belongings to strangers. Did she say that amused him? Yes, she said that amused him. Another prankster was a wealthy Canadian lawyer, Charles Vance Millar. Was Charles Vance Millar a wealthy Polish dancer? No, Charles Vance Millar wasn't a wealthy Polish dancer. Charles Vance Millar was a wealthy Canadian lawyer. After he cashed in his chips, he left one of the oddest wills ever created. What did he do after he cashed in his chips? After he cashed in his chips, he left one of the oddest wills ever created. It said, "This will is necessarily uncommon and capricious. What I do leave is proof of my folly in gathering and retaining more than I required in my lifetime." What did it say was necessarily uncommon and capricious? It said, "This will is necessarily uncommon and capricious." Did it say he retained more or less than he required in his lifetime? It said he retained more than he required in his lifetime.